This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I am not crying for the people who get furloughed or whatever with the government. And one of my buddies, a guy who writes, he's the editor at American Thinker, Thomas Lifson, here's what he writes. Call me a hard-hearted, mean-spirited conservative if you will, but I'm not bleeding from the heart over the plight of most of the furloughed federal workers. We agree 100%, Thomas. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. He says, while I am certain that some have not bothered to accumulate savings and are thus running out of money with which to pay important bills, the rest of us in the private sector have had to live with this possibility of our incomes being cut off our entire careers. Moreover, federal employees, especially in the lower ranges of the income scale, make out like bandits compared to the rest of us with the same skills and responsibilities. And he provides a chart. High school diploma or less, they get a 34% wage increase over us, 93% benefits increase over us. Some college, they get a 22% benefit over us versus an 80% 22% wage benefit, 80% benefits over us. Bachelor's degree, 5% wage increase. This is versus the private sector, 52% and benefits increase. Professional degree or doctorate, I'm sorry, master's degree, they lose 7%. But get 30% increase in benefits, but have an overall factor of a 5% gain. Professional degree or doctorate, they lose 24%. Their benefits lose 3%. But across the gap, all levels of education, they get a 3% wage increase, 47% benefits, and a 17% total benefit over the private sector. Now, he writes this. Kristen Tate elaborates in The Hill. Federal workers receive pay that is 17% higher than the private sector employees on average performing comparable work. That is on top of putting in 12% fewer hours. Furthermore, a Princeton study found that when taking the differences in employee characteristics into account, federal workers actually earn 34% more than comparable private sector workers. They receive Cadillac, federal employee benefit health, employees' health benefits, 75% of which is subsidized. These plans include medical, plus vision and dental. On top of that, federal retirees are eligible for covered health benefits at 57 years old, a rare luxury in the private sector. They also have generous pension plans and Social Security benefits. Such payments are three times higher than the private sector 401k and Social Security benefits. I could stop there, and you would be going, are you kidding me? Because right now, you should be outraged. Kevin Jackson, are you serious? Yes, I'm serious. And this is from The Hill. Go to The Hill, look this over. The chart I read earlier that shows these guys are feasting off of us. The job that was supposed to be where you took a hit is now the best job you could possibly get. He writes, he continues, or Kristen Tate continues in The Hill. It's also worth noting that federal workers face a 0.2% chance of getting fired in a given year. That is more than 45 times lower than their private sector counterparts. In some cases, it takes the effort from four different agencies to fire federal employees, and the process often takes years, even in simple cases. This shield protects public employees who are cited for malfeasance or incompetence. Meanwhile, a Brookings Institution study found that 65% of federal employees think job security is more important than helping the public, while only 30% think their organization does a good job disciplining poor performers. You think I'm going to feel sorry for these clowns? No. We have people hiding out in the public sector, They've got jobs they don't worry about losing. They don't care about the hours they put in. They take more vacation time, more sick time, more whatever time they choose than you could even possibly dream, and they know they won't get fired. I hope Donald Trump is looking at these studies. I hope his team is evaluating this during the RIF process, because this is the time for him to clean house. Thomas goes on and says this: the entire media narrative that essential employees are working without pay is a lie. They are guaranteed to be paid after the shutdown, so they are working for deferred compensation. And those non-essential employees are getting a paid vacation, the need to finance a few weeks or, depending on the Democrats, months of income every year, secure in the knowledge that the income will be paid on a delayed basis, is a trade-off I would gladly make in return for guarantees of a job paying much higher than in the private sector and with gold-plated perks. Nothing could be, you can't put that any better. He goes on to say this: if I'm going to feel sorry for people furloughed, I will save my pity for the coal miners thrown out of work by Obama, his plan to bankrupt coal mines, or for General Motors workers at Lordstown, where the factory will be closed, among many other private sector workers who are exposed to the risk that federal workers can blissfully ignore. Or even more, for workers in the gig economy where they get no secure paycheck. Thomas couldn't have said it better. Nobody could say it better. Federal workers, as far as I'm concerned, you can go straight to H-E double cricket socks, because most of you don't care about us. You're spending that money. I wouldn't do a job where I felt like I wasn't contributing, where I wasn't benefiting society, particularly if that job is a public sector job. I think about my friend that became the ambassador to Germany. This guy went over there. He outed more Nazis. He's changing the complexion of what the United States represents in Germany, Richard Grenell. And Richard is an amazing guy. He's over there. This guy could work making 3-4 times what he makes as a public sector employee. But you know what he does? He loves it. He loves it. I see him and I think to myself, wow. I mean, I saw him at Trump Tower in D.C. and he was busy. He was moving real quick. And I looked, I was like, Richard. And he looked over and waved like, hey, man, I'm busy, but good seeing you. Because you know what he was doing? He was going to do something productive for us. Go look at his record. You'll see what I'm talking about. But most of these guys are hiding. They don't care about us. All they want is that paycheck and the guarantee of something. My family, I'm telling you, I look every single day. We are looking at how are we going to finance our lifestyle, not on the taxpayer dole, but ourselves. Every single day. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about this hour, folks. I'm glad you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. If you weren't here, well, I'd still be doing it, but I'm always glad you're here.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed. That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh, man, this was funny. Fox and Friends apologized after they aired a graphic that showed Ruth Bader Ginsburg is dead. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to it's Kevin Jackson Show. I just talked about, early in the broadcast, I said, I want to know where RBG is. And we didn't mention that. My producer's like, you remember they aired that? Yeah, they aired a graphic that showed Ruth Bader Ginsburg dead. Which, by the way, I'm going to tell you something. That tells you that I'm not the only one asking this question. People want to know. They said, this article reads, Fox and Friends apologized Monday after briefly airing a graphic suggesting that Supreme Court Ruth Bader Ginsburg is dead. As the show came back from commercials, they briefly showed a graphic of Ginsburg with the caption, 1933 to 2019. The image was on screen for only a brief period before it was dismissed for Ashley Earhart's upcoming interview on campus culture. Oh, man. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about it. It's 844-551-8255. I don't wish anything wrong on Ginsburg. I just know for our country to run, we need all of our pieces working together, and we definitely need to know what's going on with the Supreme Court justice. You know, I just thought that was a funny little interlude. I want to talk about this Covington issue, though, because it's eaten up a few cycles. And then I want to move on to Ocasio-Cortez and MLK and Bernie Sanders. Look, the MLK thing, and people are right. Kevin, you didn't talk about MLK. What do you want me to talk about? MLK was a fixture, and I'll get to this Covington stuff. MLK was a fixture in my home. My grandmother had a picture. I'm not even kidding about this. There's a picture of Jesus. I can see it as if it's vivid. As vivid as if I'm looking right now in my studio. There's a picture of Jesus, a picture of MLK, and a picture of Kennedy, JFK, in our house, hung from the wall. I'm talking about you walk in the door. If you look to the right on that, there was a little strip of wall there, and it was an 8x10 picture of all three of them, Jesus, MLK, and Kennedy, in that order. And it didn't matter who the president was. My grandparents had Kennedy up, no matter what. And, of course, MLK was like family. I mean, he was like family. And Jesus stood above them all. And I can remember the robe waving and, you know, his wispy hair, you know, just ooh, like I can see it as clear as day. So I'm very, MLK, let me tell you something. The one of the most poignant memories that I have as a child was when MLK died and my grandmother was doing a lady's hair in the kitchen of her house on 2235 Hayes Street. She was doing a woman's hair. And my mother called my grandmother and said, "Have you seen the news?" And my grandmother's like, no. And she's like, what? And you can't only hear one part of the conversation. She's like, what? You kidding. And then they said MLK had been killed. And the lady in my chair and my grandmother were like, you've got to be kidding me. And my grandmother hung up the phone. She went into the den. Our kitchen had two doors. One that you could come in through the living room and one that you could come in through a den that my grandfather had made. They made it into a den. It was a one-car garage. And he made it into a den. And my grandmother went in that room, turned on that TV, and Walter Cronkite was saying Martin Luther King had been shot. And my grandmother was crying. And my mother, I remember the conversation was, you know, my mother saying, I'm coming. I'm on my way home. And these women cried their eyes off like we had lost our dad, you know, I mean, our collective father or something. And everybody's boo-hooing, and I'm like, I don't get it. You know, I'm going, wow. I mean, I knew who he was, but I didn't know what the deal was. I was a little kid. And they cried and cried and cried and cried. I was like, wow. You know, just it made me understand how powerful this person was. And I didn't ask any questions because, you know, you got to know your place as a kid. But I'm watching him cry. And it was nobody I'd ever met. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like a funeral or somebody who'd come to the house two or three times during the week or whatever. It wasn't Aunt Pa or Uncle Joe, you know, or anybody else I knew. So, but it was a powerful moment. And, of course, the more I learn about it in terms of throughout history, I saw a show with who was the guy? He played the next Iron Man after the first light-skinned black dude, but that guy, Ocean's 11 dude, black guy. Anyway, he was playing a disc jockey who had to quell the peace when Martin Luther King got shot. And then I watched the James Brown movie, and I forget the kid's name who played him, but while James Brown was performing on stage, No, I take that back. James Brown heard that King died, and he says, I'm going to put on a concert in wherever, like in a big city, Philly or wherever, and just to kind of quell people down. And I mean, it was a big deal at the time. But I'm going to tell you, and I said this earlier about him, maybe we talked about it, but I know I've said it to many other people. MLK doesn't have, he doesn't have the meaning he had when I was growing up. MLK didn't have, doesn't have the meaning he had when I was growing up because there are people who realize that his dream did realize itself. It came true. The problem is black folks squandered it. Yeah, let's just be honest. MLK, if he looked at America and you took out the politics of it, he would look at blacks and go, you've got to be kidding me. We had a black president? MLK would say, you must be kidding me. We have black billionaires in broadcasting? Blacks own their own broadcasting networks? Blacks are part owners in baseball teams and basketball teams? Blacks are quarterbacking football? Blacks are in all walks of life. There are no colored this, colored that. Blacks can eat anywhere they choose. I mean, and on and on and on. But if you, if Martin Luther King were to talk to a leftist, he would think it's worse. Things are worse than when he was, you know, alive. He would be, what? They, the water cannon, they've gone from water cannons and German shepherds to just out and out shooting black people for no reason. Yeah, you better believe it, Martin. I would keep Martin away from any, from Ocasio-Cortez and Hillary Clinton and all that ilk, because he would be, he'd be, oh, man, it's not safe out there, is it? No, it isn't, Martin. Stay clear. And, you know, it's sad because we look at, I look at America and I see the greatness of the country. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not naive. I don't overlook the potential problems. Heck, we're trying to do something here in Arizona. Let me tell you real briefly. I was warned, Kevin, if you go that route, Governor Ducey, you know, he's got mafia connections. He's used to making people disappear and it looks like a, like an accident. And then, in another instance, they told me, if you do that, you're going to, quote, you're going to piss off the attorney general. And I looked at the both the guys in two different cases and said, ask me if I care.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's DEMO to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Wednesday, President Trump said full speed ahead regarding him giving the State of the Union address to Congress.
Well, that was before Nancy Pelosi sent a letter saying that his offer had been rescinded to give his State of the Union address since the partial government shutdown is still not resolved, to which President Trump says,
I'm not surprised. It's really a shame what's happening with the Democrats. They've become radicalized.
Stay tuned, as President Trump did say he would have more on that story later Wednesday. Regarding the partial government shutdown, Republican Senator John Barrasso tells Fox News he believes the president is doing what he can to make some fair proposals and compromise.
It funds the government, reopens the government. It secures the border, which is critical to our national security.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app.
HomeAdvisor.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Today we talk about justice, and today we talk about racism. And I must tell you, it gives me no pleasure to tell you that we now have a president of the United States who is a racist.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. That was Bernie Sanders, the sellout. And he's still on the stump. Bernie wants people to believe that Donald Trump is a racist. And people want to go for that. It's funny to me. I hear people say this. I hear people like Sanders say these things, and I think to myself, man, you should just get over it. They talk about being, uniters and all this, but instead they're dividing. This is what they're trying. They're dividing. I'm telling you right now, I don't know when it'll happen, but at some point I'm going to be confronting these people and saying, no, Bernie, you're the racist. All of your policies do nothing except destroy lives, mostly of minorities, because every time you implement a new quote tax and you let cities get away with the things that they do, you know who you hurt the most? You hurt the poor. And you know you're doing it. And you're enriching yourselves by doing it. Anyway, I want to play the rest of this clip so you guys can hear what Bernie Sanders said on Martin Luther King Day.
We have a president of the United States who has done something that no other president in modern history has done. What a president is supposed to do is to bring us together. And we have a president intentionally, purposely, is trying to divide us up by the color of our skin, by our gender, by the country we came from, by our religion. Now everybody here knows that from the first days when the settlers came to this country and the terrible things they did to the Native Americans, everybody knows about the abomination of slavery and segregation. We know about the discrimination against Catholics and Jews and Muslims and Irish and Italian. So we say to President Trump today, this country has suffered too long from discrimination. We are not going backwards. We are going forwards to a non-discriminatory society.
I warned you, white folks. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson again. I warned you. I told you the Martin Luther King Day is a prelude to Black History Month. And you white folks need to find a vacation spot for 28 days, because this is what you're going to get. You're going to get guys like Bernie Sanders lying. And it isn't about Trump. This is all about you. You elected him, right? You racist elected him. How could you possibly do this? You must be made to pay. You must pay with your guilt. That's what they're telling you. You buying it? Not if you're listening to this show, because I'm not going to let you buy it. I'm not going to let you buy into nonsense. Because that's exactly what this is. This is nonsense. A guilt trip. And they do it every year. Every year it's a reminder, America, of how bad you are. It's a reminder of how, you know, we can't overcome anything. And you know what the sad part is the very people who are accusing you of this are the most egregious. Not only are they the most egregious from their past, they are the most egregious to this very day. I'll give you a perfect example. Just here in Arizona, they want to pay for the teachers, right? They say, oh, we need more money for teachers. So they robbed the first responders' bank account, if you will. Then they paid the teachers. They gave the teachers exactly what they wanted, and the teachers are still mad. And then they said, we're going to raise the fees on your car, on the car stuff, you know, like your tags. So it went from $8 to $30. Okay? It more than tripled. And they go, okay, everybody's happy. Well, who got hurt? The poor person, the single mom who's got a car, trying to get her kids. I mean, I could give you every horror story. The point is, it's not that big of a deal for the average person listening to my show to pay the additional whatever amount of money. If it went from $8 to $30, $22 when you're going to get your car done that year isn't going to crush you. But you know what? $22 to some families is a lot of money. Do you think Bernie Sanders would care? Do you think any of the bureaucrats in any city where they raise fees to points where people have to suffer, people lose their cars, people lose their homes over the fees in cities? I was telling a friend of mine, by the way, I didn't even make this announcement. I'll talk more about it maybe another day. But we won the best new documentary in the Chandler Film Festival. Anyway, I was talking to a friend of mine who was there, and we were talking about these fees and, you know, how these cities are taking advantage of the poor. And he says to me, he goes, Kevin, he goes, I had people complaining, and I had to go, this guy had to go to court. He says, I'm putting up Christmas lights. I've got a ladder on the second floor of my house. He goes, I'm going back and forth, putting up Christmas lights, taking a break, putting up Christmas lights, taking a break. And he goes, I get a summons that says, you got to appear in court because you had a ladder on your house. So he goes to court and he's like, I was putting up Christmas lights. And he tells the judge, I mean, the city was going to fine him because somebody drove by, some inspector, saw the ladder while he wasn't on it. He goes, I don't know how the guy didn't see me on it. I've been on the thing for 2 hours. I had to take a break to go take a leak. And he goes, I come back and a couple of days later, I get this summons saying you have a ladder on your house. Well, yeah, I had a ladder on my house. So he's explaining this to the judge. I said, I got one better. I mean, because you gotta trump these people when they talk, right? I said, I had a rental house I was flipping, and I three times had to go to court over this house. I said, now I'm going to tell, God is my witness. I was rehabbing this house. It was the most, it wasn't a big neighbor, great neighborhood. The houses there were anywhere from, say, 80,000 to 130. Well, my house was the top of the line. I mean, it was landscaped nice. It was probably the nicest manicured lawn on site. And I had redone it inside and out. So it was really a showpiece. And I'm telling you, I'll give you an example of one thing I went to court on. I went to court on that house because the guy who was doing my landscaping, because, you know, it was 30, 40 miles from where I live. So I had a service that took care of the lawn. And his weed eater cut the bottom one of my siding, you know, the little pieces of siding. And the inspector gigged me. I mean, you can't see that unless you go into my yard and you look down in the grass and go, ooh, the weed eater cut the siding. So they gigged me for that. I had to go to court for that. And then the second time, I don't remember, honestly. But I do remember the third one, because that was the one that broke the camel's back. So the third one was my chimney. The house was white. and it rained, and there's a metal skirting at the bottom of the chimney, and it rusted. You could see a little, like a V-shaped rust at the top. But that house was, it was the best looking house in the neighborhood, best lawn, front and back in the neighborhood. And it was being rehabbed. I mean, it was beautiful. And by the way, it was a HUD home that I had bought on at auction and, you know, was redoing. So anyway, the house is it looks great. So I took all three of my cases, you know, what I was going to, had gone to court for, including that one. And I go to the judge, and the judge is standing there, and he calls my case, and he says, you know, you've been cited for blankety blank. And I said, no, judge, I've been cited because your city doesn't like your, what you quote is an absentee landlord, and I'm rehabbing the house, and I happen to live, you know, 40 miles away. And I said, I just want to showcase to you what you've been, what your inspector has been doing to me. So I showed him the case where they, you know, I mean, these were nonsense cases where my, you know, siding had been ripped by a weed eater, and one of them, I don't remember what the other one was. It was something maybe with the garage. It didn't close all the way or something. I don't remember. And then the final one, and I brought pictures of all, you know, of all the things that he talked about. And I had pictures of the house as you came in the neighborhood, video, et cetera. And then I went and took pictures of all my neighbors. I took pictures of their chimneys with the same problem that I had. I took pictures of their siding with the same problem that I had. Every problem that he documented with me, I didn't give the neighbor's address, but I just said, these are my neighbors, and here's everything that they had. They had trash piled up, their lawns looked like crap, etc. And here was mine, and I had a video, and I showed it to him. And the judge and the city inspector's right there. And I said, I don't know what this guy's problem is, but, you know, I'm trying to get it, to beautify this neighborhood, get this house up that was a HUD foreclosure, and make it reasonable. And the judge looked at this guy and said, you need to stop harassing this man. Case dismissed. And that was it. So I'm telling you, you know, I don't even know where I started with all this, but I'll figure it out. I know what I was talking about. I was talking about how cities do these things. I mean, I'm able to go there and fight this, but I'll tell you what was funny. Also, there were black folks in there going, well, hey, they got me. I had trash pile up, and they couldn't pay their bills. And the judge, I'm thankful, he was like, okay, all right, well, we're going to give you, you know, this much time, or we're going to reduce it or whatever. But they hurt the poor more than they hurt anybody, and they know it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'll talk about Ocasio-Cortez tomorrow.
Yeah,
because we don't have enough time. I mean, I want to cover it in a little bit more detail because that girl's crazy. She's absolutely nuts. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. This is who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. I want to talk a little bit more about this Covington thing, but not because the case interests me, in the sense of it's a bunch of Catholic school boys and girls that were marching for pro-life. and they get confronted by the Native American guy. You would think this was Wes Studi, you know, the guy from all these different Indian movies that used to come out back in the 90s. But anyway, he goes in the middle of them and does this, and there's a Black Lives Matter or some black group out there, and they were taunting the kids and all that. And then the media blew it out of proportion. And the best thing that's come out of this is the fact that, yet again, within a week, we had a BuzzFeed story that said, Cohen's turned on Trump and Cohen's doing this and there's indictments. And the media jumps all over it. And then it turns out, it's a lie. Mueller hasn't said a word about anything. He issues a, well, we never believed that. That's not the case and all this because it was a lie. It was a lie. Let me put it to you this way. The left so wants to get Donald Trump, they'll say or do anything. Now, I'm going to go back in history a bit. Barack Obama, we couldn't stand his policies. They said we couldn't stand him, but we couldn't stand his policies. And I don't remember any situation, and people go, well, Kevin, what about Fast and Furious? Weren't they trying to get Barack Obama? What about the IRS scandal? Weren't they trying to get everything that we tried to get Obama on was based in truth. It wasn't like we had to wonder, did the IRS target conservatives? We know they targeted conservatives. Now, you could say, how much did Obama know and all this? Okay, that's arguable. But it isn't arguable that that occurred. Michael Cohen saying what he said is a lie. The bimbo eruptions that they say are a lie. All the things that they're telling you about Donald Trump colluded with the Russians. Putin's got dirt on him. John Kerry has a quote, and we should play it again just to prove my point. John Kerry makes this statement about Donald Trump, and I want you, let's get that ready, because I want people to listen and tell me where there's a fact, okay? I just want to play it real quick. Tell me where there's a fact.
President Trump stood beside President Putin in Helsinki, feet away from him, like we are, and literally renounced the consensus opinion of the entire security intelligence community of the United States and of other countries, and took Putin's side on the subject.
So I have great confidence in my intelligence people, but I will tell you that President Putin was extremely strong and powerful in his denial today.
I think it's because the Russians, clearly, he has some special relationship with them and is not made public. And I think he's fearful that President Putin probably has information on him. Now, look, I know from our trips to Russia.
Okay. So his first contention is he stood beside Putin, literally renounced the consensus opinion of the intelligence community of the United States and other countries. Yeah, he did. You want to know why? Because our intelligence community is a liar. It lies. Donald Trump is like, yeah, I may have some, there are some people in there I trust. But let me tell you, I've looked at what this FBI's done. I've looked at what the Director of National Security did against me. I've looked at what, DOJ's been doing. So, yeah, I don't believe him. And Kerry's pretending that it's legit. And then here's what if you listen to him carefully, the Russians clearly, in any breaks, he has some special relationship with Putin. What? The point I'm making, folks. It's conjecture. None of it's real. And he was not challenged in this interview. The Steele dossier is legit. What are you talking about? The Steele dossier has been the most debunked piece of propaganda on the planet over the last year. Anyway, I want to go back to some of this stuff with these Covington kids. So John Cardillo, he tweets this. Nathan Phillips, this is the Indian who jumped in the middle of these kids. He claims to have seen combat with USMC Recon in Vietnam. Problem is, he'd have been 16 years old when the Marines left Vietnam. 14 April 1971, 3rd MAF redeployed. 2 months later, the last ground troops flew out of Da Nang. So in other words, this guy, Nathan Phillips, who claims he's a veteran of the Marine Corps, has stolen valor. John Prasoviak tweeted this. Remember, the Covington Catholic boys didn't even go to D.C. for themselves. They went to march for the lives of people who couldn't. Let that sink in. These kids weren't there to go party in D.C. They weren't even there on a field trip that said, let's go see the Smithsonian and all that. They came to the March for Life. And the leftists couldn't leave them alone. You want to know why? Because these kids were pro-God. These kids are doing nothing. They are white bread in a sea of nastiness. They are a little beacon of light. And you know what the Black Lives Matter guys did? They was taunting them and called them all kinds of stuff, effers, and go back to your European homes or whatever else. And then the prototypical Indian, the Mr. Stolen Valor, Nathan Phillips, gets in the middle of them and decides he's going to try to make a commercial for leftism. Here's one from BNL News. Breaking. Covington Catholic High School may sue mainstream media outlets for spreading fake news about their students allegedly harassing a Native American veteran. The veteran piece is going to die away. You guys just heard me talk about that. Ryan Saavedra, he's a writer for the Daily something with what's his name? Ben Shapiro. Anyway, he tweeted this. At this point, journalists, with quotes, who have not deleted their false tweets about the Covington Catholic High School students and who have not issued corrections are intentionally trying to smear those students to push a narrative. They are liars and should be fired. True. That's a fact. And on that point, I told you guys, Scott, what's-his-face, Dilbert, he tweeted something that was like an apology. I apologize. I jumped to conclusions about the Covington boys, blah, blah, blah. And I sent him a tweet that said, yeah, here you supposedly were making this transition from liberalism to pragmatism, and you did exactly what you've been trained to do. You jumped to conclusions. Oh, it's those white bread suburban kids that are Catholic school boys who decided they were going to vent on this Indian. And it was a lie. And so he apologized. S.E. Cub, if you guys don't remember her, she used to be on Fox. A woman I had respect for. Here's what she tweets. Hey, guys. Seeing all the additional videos now, and I 100% regret reacting too quickly to the Covington story. I wish I'd had the fuller picture before weighing in, and I'm truly sorry. And I tweeted to her and said, yeah, you know, it's really funny that you leave being a conservative on Fox, you go to a liberal, you know, BS fake news outlet, and what do? You do exactly what they want you to do. You bind to this stupid narrative that this jump to conclusion narrative. It reminds me of Michael Brown when I did my first interview, and people were like, you know, man, these cops, that Darren Wills, he needs to be doing, and I'm like, it needs to be what? How about we wait and we find out exactly what happened? Oh, you Uncle Tom, you want to wait. You want to find out what? This white man shot this black boy. I'm like, man, what are y'all talking about? You have no evidence. You have a dude who was with Michael Brown, who, as we found out, was nothing but a vicious liar, saying, oh, man, he had his hands up. He said, hands up, and that cop just walked up and shot him. And then what was born of that? Hands up, don't shoot. A big fat lie. Ted Lieu tweeted this. Dear Covington Catholic, I went to a Catholic high school and I'm a follower of Christ. Jesus taught us to act in the exact opposite manner of how your students behaved. I will pray for your students and hope that as they mature, their hate can turn into love. And I sent Ted Lieu a message. He's a Democrat out of California, as crazy as any of the other ones, I'm telling you. And, you know, he's the most stupid Asian I know. And I tweeted to Ted, hey, Ted, this one isn't going to age very well for you, bro. The Washington Post tweeted this, opposed to the dignity of the human person. Kentucky Catholic Diocese condemns teens who taunted vet at March for Life. You want to know why the Catholic Church is struggling? They came out and issued a statement based on a lie, and they condemned the teens who were there for the March for Life. Can you find a more flipped story in your life? Anna Navarro tweeted this, must watch Native American elder taunted by racist MAGA hat wearing teen speaks and cries for America, the country he defended and sacrificed and wore the uniform for. It is the people like Nathan Phillips who make America great. Thank you for your dignity, sir. And he's a lying, stolen valor fraud.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.